Good morning. It is 9:09 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for an update from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We have Chamber Director Candy Westbrook, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Oh, it is going well so far, I think. We'll see. It's Wednesday.
Fantastic.
How are you doing?
Doing great. So,
good.
What is happening
well,
here?
So I've got to welcome some new members, and I know I just did last week. We normally don't do it back to back, but with Fair and Rodeo, we didn't have our normal board meeting. So I didn't want anybody to wait. If they join, let's get them going. So we have three new members to welcome. We have Hager's Market, and that's at 3802 West 8th. So that's as you're leaving town by the old K&S Oil. But it's going to be like a flea market, but also they've got fresh produce and plants and furniture and all kinds of stuff. So they are just now getting opened up. I know 100 Mile Style is kind of when their big kickoff is. They're going to have several vendors out there that day and a lot of good stuff.
And what used to be in that building, do you know?
I don't know that building. I think someone said they thought it was like an outdoor power or lawnmower or something, but nothing's been there for a while. Just the K&S Oil and then the building right beside it.
Yeah, so it's like kind of right before you go up on the overpass on the west side
right
of town.
Right there on the right, yep. They were also in Independence, and so they're now trying to get a, I don't know if they're moving or just trying to open a second location here in Coffeyville, so we're excited.
Great.
Another new business is Precision Pro Touch Auto Care. Now, they are on the way to South Coffeyville. It is 2813 Walnut Street, and they provide maintenance, diagnostics, I can't say that word, and repair services for everything, not just automobiles, but they also work on buses and trucks and big vehicles. So, and then the last one is MJ's Barber Co. And that is just down the street here at 802 West 8th. And yeah, construction, you know, renovations take forever. We thought we'd be open by now. But I do know that probably within about a week and a half, she's going to go ahead and move in and get started, even though the outside is going to be a little crazy because they're still doing the 8th Street water improvement project. So when you drive by the building, you're thinking there's nothing there, but it is. It's a barbershop, and they will be offering straight razor shaves, lineups, fades, and all kinds of men's haircuts. And she will be on the radio sometime in the next couple weeks, and potentially Hager's as well. So welcome to those three new businesses in town. Of course, as I mentioned, 100 Mile Sale, that is coming up. And I will say next week is the deadline to get on the map. So you can go online. There's a button at the top where you can just submit your map permit online, or you can stop by the chamber. The good thing is you don't have to have a permit this year. The city got rid of those. So this is really just to put you on the map. And we did have questions of, well, what if I'm like out in the country or South Coffeyville or another town? We can list some of them. We won't be able to just like put a pin on it, like to see on the map, but we're going to have some of the outlying areas. We're just going to list their address on there.
Okay.
So we'll be able to do that as well. So get that in, and that'll be September 10th through the 12th. There'll be hundreds of cars going through Coffeyville that weekend, so it'll be kind of crazy and busy and fun. Okay, the Coffeyville Library is offering something new, which I think is cool. They have a laser engraver, and it's open to community members, so you can create kind of unique projects. You bring your own plywood, and it's $3 engraving, or they do have library-provided plywood for $5, and they can do things from like trading boxes to custom creations and just, I guess, limitless on your creativity. I'm not very creative on stuff like that, but I know some of you are. So every week they have a new service that they offer. So they are just always helping our community. Now here's a business that probably we forget sometimes about, but I want to encourage everybody to stop in. It's J&D Meat Market, and they're just on Walnut, just south of the railroad tracks. But it's a Mexican meat market, but they have everything, like all kinds of fresh produce that's more locally grown. So not something that's shipped from states away. You know, a lot of it's really here local. But also, I love to go in for the meat. I mean, you can get really nice steaks and just all kinds. They've got seafood and pork and beef. Right now, I know they were just sharing that they had like fresh blueberries and cherry tomatoes and just all kinds of stuff. So stop by. That is 1502 Walnut Street, and see what they have. Especially in the summertime, that's when the produce is great. We won't be having it here when it gets wintertime. I'm like, I love all my fresh produce. So, okay. CRMC's pleased to welcome Bree Young. She's the new pharmacist at the Community Rx, which is CRMC's new retail pharmacy. A lot of people here might already know her. She's worked in the pharmacy world since 2016 and just has a lot of great experience and just good customer service, and really hoping to bring all that to the new pharmacy at the hospital. Okay, got some events to highlight real quick for you. So a couple things that are coming up pretty soon. The 7th Annual Native Unity Gathering is going to take place on Saturday, September 26th, and that'll be 10 to 3 p.m. It'll be down in South Coffeyville at the Native American Fellowship Building. I know last year they had hundreds of people. It was packed in there, but they have vendors, they have free food, kids' activities, presentations, just a little bit of everything. And I know they said all of the community is welcome because it's a great way just to get to be exposed and explore Native culture and just enjoy a lot of fun, from kids to adults to everybody in between. So September 26th, that's a Saturday, and hope everybody can join it. Let's see, also coming up in September, over in Cherryvale is the annual End of Summer Bash. And that's something that they do every year. That's for all ages, but they have like 11 different bands that are coming from all over Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri area. Like I said, all ages event. It's at the My Place Event Grounds on Liberty Street in Cherryvale, and that'll be September 19th. A couple other things coming up just around the corner is on October 3rd. Is the 32nd annual Bill Reed Golf Classics, and that'll be Saturday at the Coffeyville Country Club, and this supports the foundation. So you can register a team, you can become a sponsor or donate, but make sure to contact Amy Taylor at the hospital, or I know they've got it on their Facebook page and website, but that's a big fundraiser every year to bring more money. All that money the foundation goes back to, purchasing equipment for the hospital and just special needs and projects throughout the year. So it's pretty neat. A couple other events coming up. The 29th is the Traveling Iron Bag Workshop with the Stitch and Barn. 29th is also a local author and kids book fair at the public library. And the 30th, speaking of golf tournaments, is the Hillcrest Labor Day Tournament. That's a big one they do every year. That kind of wraps it up. There's usually a few more golf tournaments in September. I know the Defenders Lions Club is having a golf tournament and a couple others. So there'll be a few more of those as we wrap up the season. Coming up next week, we have Business Over Breakfast. So we'd love to have everybody come out and join us. We have a couple good speakers. The 10th is the next bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. I was just there for our leadership retreat, and I tell you what, it's such a gem that we have that place. It's so nice out there. And they have a new kind of, strategic plan. And they're going to be renovating the kitchen. They're redoing the bathrooms and all the bunkers. And just really trying to make it back to being a destination place for youth camps, church camps, weddings, you name it. It's just a really good, beautiful place out there. And so our leadership class was there yesterday. And anyway, all those fundraisers, bingos, all that goes back to Cedar Bluff Camp, and it's fun. The bingo nights out there are always so much fun. So September 10th for that. Just after that, on the 12th, is the 23rd annual car show at Tyro Christian Church. And I know, I think last year they had 60 cars or something like that. There was a lot of cars out there. So that's always a lot of fun to go and see and check out. So only other event I want to talk about, and then a couple other quick things, just around the corner is Dalton Days. They've been testing out the sound the last few days, getting that all set up, and they're going to start decorating here pretty soon. But that'll be the first weekend in October. So Friday the 2nd, they're going to kick off at 4 p.m. with the anthem, national anthem, and then the festival begins. They've got craft vendors, food trucks, all that, live music, dancers. And then the first reenactment, or the only one for that night, will be at 6 p.m. downtown. And then on Saturday, it'll kick off at 9 o'clock with reenactments at 10, 3, and 5 p.m. And they have the full schedule on the Facebook page. And of course, they're going to be coming in the next few weeks and talking in a little bit more detail. But excited about that because that means fall's just around the corner.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it. I mentioned yesterday, and I forgot to bring the names with me, so I will next week. But our Leadership Coffee class kicked off with the retreat yesterday. And one of the things the class does every year is a project called Pay It Forward, where they go out to the community. They only have 1 hour and $50, which is not much to really make an impact. But their goal is to do something that creates a ripple that impacts, you know, somebody in the community. And they were a little creative this year. It was fun. Instead of like donating like to some big project, they went and just tried to make someone's day. So two of the groups went and got flowers and then delivered them to one was CES, not CES,
ELC.
The early, yeah, okay. The ELC and all the teachers. And then the other group brought flowers to Grand Villas to all the seniors.
Fantastic.
And they loved them. We had one of the ladies call and she said, I just want to say you made my day. And it was so nice to see that. Another group got popsicles and they brought it to the grade school, gave it to every single kiddo there. So 750 popsicles. And they told the kids, we're doing this, you know, for kindness and we want you to pay it forward and, you know, be kind, be nice to someone today. And the kids were hugging each other and, you know, trying to be nice. And it was sweet to see.
That's great.
So it was really good. And then we had another group that donated to, the animal clinic so they could give away some free spay and neuters, which is definitely a need in our community. We have a lot of animals running around. And so as much as we can support that, but I love seeing, oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. Love seeing stuff like that and excited about this year's class. So, I think the only other thing I want to mention is a job of the week is Four Point Crane and Trucking. And they're looking for CDL drivers, riggers, and crane operators. So I know their business has just been expanding, and so they're hoping to kind of get a few more people. So if you go out to their Facebook page or to our job board, we have everything listed on there as far as details for that. So I think that's all. Like I said, I've got some guests coming soon, and of course, Dalton Days, 100 Mile Sail, you know, all the fall events are here before we know it. So looking forward to everything.
Fantastic. Well, some great stuff, Candy. We do appreciate it and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeeville Area Chamber of Commerce Report here for this week. We'll have more coming up next week at this time. Back to your calls for Open Line after a check of some beef industry news.